93KHJ American Samoa's Best Music Mix, Tiamanuia. It is a Friday, and we want to welcome in studio from Samoa MMA. We got Abel Solii in the building. Hey, Abel, how's it going, man?
Hey, John. Good morning, America, Samoa. Everything's going good. I just want to say thank you for having me on the radio.
Yeah, good. We could put this together. And you also have Tiare Anastas, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
yes.
Right. Morning, Tiare. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Good deal. So you guys are both with Samoa MMA?
Yes.
Yes. She is one of my students recently.
Okay.
So I thought I'd ask her on to the show so she could speak about her experience with our...
Very cool.
With our, you know, with our classes over there at Slimmer Stronger U Gym.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So that's Wilson, Sissy's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
William and Cece Spitzenberg, I want to give a big shout out to them. I want to thank them very much for giving us the opportunity to train at their gym. You know, it's a blessing for us. And to help give back to them also for giving to us. Trying to come out here and promote them, you know. Also, they also have their fitness program, that's their weight loss program, boot camp. It's a 6 weeks boot camp, and then I believe it's $50 membership fee per head. And then they also have t-shirts for sale, like $30. That'll be starting Monday, actually April 13th. So anybody who's interested in trying to get fit, you know, through the program, please, by all means, hit up William and CC Spitzenberg, you know, and then Slimmer Stronger U Gym. Awesome people.
Good deal. So that's where you do your MMA classes?
Yes,
then, right?
Every Saturday. Every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Yes.
And how does that work? If somebody hears this and wants to get involved, do you have like an age limit or a waiver or anything like that? Or how's that
going? Yes, we do actually have a waiver form that everybody needs to sign just to protect us and protect Slimmer Stronger U Gym. Also, it's a free membership. We don't have a monthly membership fee because we are a nonprofit organization, but we are open to donations. You know, I know with the cost of living out here in America, Samoa, and it gets quite expensive with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If, let's say if parents have like five kids, it gets expensive, you know. So we try to keep that free to everybody. You know, we want to make sure we do that. So any kind of help from anybody would be great. So we're always open to donations. And that money's going to go right back into the business. And actually, it helps keep free water, free snacks, you know, to all our students. Seven years old, we would like to start them at seven because they're more disciplined, hopefully, at that age, and they're more aware to pay attention. And then other than that, there's no age cap. So
how many people are there now?
Oh, wow. Just last Saturday, we had almost like about 20 of us. You know, I love the gym, you know what I mean? But we're going to have to start separating classes from beginner level to more advanced levels. So we're going to need more gym time.
Now, this is Samoa MMA. MMA, of course, very famous sport. That's like the Joe Rogan, you know,
right.
Conor McGregor. But are you training for, like, to compete in MMA or, like, basic self-defense, or is it sort of a little of both?
Well, it's a little both.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to start competing, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk to about on air, is that with Professor Malaitasi Deutschbu, he started up the program, Samoa MMA Las Vegas, out there in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be our pipeline. It's going to be Samoa MMA pipeline. Through the island of Kauai with Professor Joseph Solis under Grandmaster Bill Sills with Hawaiian Fighting Arts out there in Hawaii. So
in Kauai.
In Kauai, yeah. So
we have a radio station there.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Star 94.3. Yeah, got a good plug there. We've been, about 10 years we've been on the air out there.
Oh, so. Wow.
And I remember Deutsch, like 2010, 2011, he was doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he basically started the whole Samoa MMA program.
He did it. He did a live demo with me on the air. Put me in like a triangle hold in like 10 seconds. Oh, my gosh, that was freaking brutal. It was
a stand-up arm triangle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
he laid me out pretty quick. But, yeah, he was pretty. So what's he up to?
Other than taking care of his son with his wife, Brenda.
Okay. But he's in Vegas now, huh?
So he's in Vegas. So, man.
What's up, Deutsch? If you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time no see, man.
So what's good with him, bless his heart, he just got approved out there in Vegas to start up the program out there, especially with the Native Americans, or they like to be considered natives, on reservation land. So he already got approved for that, too.
Okay.
So we're trying to go legit. Basically, any fighters out of American Samoa here would go to Kauai, island of Kauai, train with Professor Joseph Solis. And then when he says you're good enough to go to Vegas, then we send them to Vegas.
Awesome.
And you know, so that's the fight capital of the world. Yeah.
This is a feeder program to those.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then we also got approval over there in Western Samoa to start up Samoa MMA out there, 685. So with the wife, Brenda Boo, she's going to be taking over that hopefully soon, when she with her father that authorized us to start up our gym there. So, man, it's going big. So pretty soon, man, Samoa MMA is going to just be all over the place.
And let's talk to one of your students real quick, if we could.
Sure. All awesome.
Tiare?
Tiare.
Am I saying it right, Tiare or Tiara?
Tiare.
Okay, with an E. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I know a couple of Tiaras too. So anyway, we got Tiare. You're the shining face there at KNK, by the way. I saw you the other day at the furniture spot there at the industrial park. Give those guys a shout. But so you got involved in this, and did you want to like learn how to compete, or did you want to like defend your self-defense, or kind of both?
Maybe kind of both. I mean, the most important thing is learning how to defend yourself. I have children, so I see them and I'm like, okay, you know, they need bullying is everywhere. I just think it's important that if we can learn something, we can share it with our children, share it with the youth, and that's a good thing. That's good enough for me. Of course, learning to competing one day, that would be great. But, you know, the most important thing is leading our youth. Making sure that they can take care of themselves, defend themselves. So, yeah.
And, yeah, just as a female, I'm sure, too, you know, it's like you got, you know, people like to prey on the women or whatever. Right. And just,
yes,
you know.
Exactly.
Especially, like, with domestic violence.
Yeah.
You know, we encourage women to come out and learn this self-defense. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good opportunity to protect themselves, you know. You're going to go through life through some situations, and, yep, you know, it's better to be prepared than unprepared.
Right.
Yes. You know?
You look back and go, man, if I knew some MMA, I could have laid that dude out.
Right.
But if self-defense.
Yeah.
Not bullying, but to use it to defend yourself.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. And then you're a goal to kind of pass it on to your kids, too, so they can defend themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. All right. So how many, do you have like a lot of young kids in your class there?
Yes.
Then, Abel?
We have a lot of them. And so awesome. I don't just want to, with our program, we don't just want to stay there for like 3 hours and then just say punch, kick, you know, one, two,
yeah,
you know, hook. We actually try to throw in some like dodgeball, you know, have them move around.
Make it fun.
You know, make it fun for them. You
okay.
know what I mean? You know, with kids, their attention span is... Nah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And your class is like 3 hours, right?
Yeah, it's about 3 hours. The reason why I wanted it 3 hours, we try to basically teach like three moves, but the more consistency and repetitiveness that they learn these moves, the faster the muscle memory, they'll get it down. The only thing is that I know it sucks that we only have 1 day out of the week. We're working on that, trying to get more days, trying to reach out to other organization departments, like maybe DIWA, or, you know.
Just another venue to be
able to... just another venue where we can operate, like, during the weekdays, mm-hmm. you know. But other than that, you know,
Well, that's cool that Coach Will and CeCe let you get over there. They're great.
Yeah, I mean, they're awesome people, man. And, you know, big shout out to Bior Constructions out there doing their thing. You know,
Will, if you're listening, you got to come on the show with me again. He used to always come on and announce the boot camps. So they got another boot camp rolling out, though?
Starting Monday.
Awesome.
April 13th. So,
all right. My kids have done that. Yeah, if you need a kid that's trying to make weight on ASVAB, check out Coach Will's boot camp. Yeah, he can get you fixed up.
Or they can hit up Rudy Fuata. Okay. Major Rudy Fuata over there at the Army Reserves, doing big things with them. You know, he's also doing big things on island with the Army military. Okay. So, yeah.
Get your kid making weight to get in the military. Yeah, that's a challenge, man. So, all right. Good deal. So this is tomorrow, every Saturday, tentatively at SSY, 2 o'clock. You want people to show up and just bring themselves, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Themselves and their kids, you know, anybody who's interested.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's happening next door in Samoa, and then we got a pipeline to Vegas, the MMA capital of the universe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, Abel, I'm glad to have you on here. I always have your brother. So it's good to have
you know that guy. He's known all over this island.
Right.
I'm just in the shadows, so you know.
Well, you're over there at LBJ now, though. You do security over there?
Yeah, I was with TCF. You know, shout out to my law enforcement out there at TCF. You know,
how's that going? Are you're not there anymore?
I'm no longer there. I'm with LBJ Security. Okay. You know, so top flight security of the world.
You know? Top of the world, Craig.
You know what I mean? I'm out there doing big things. Big shout out to our first responders out there, EMS, LBJ Security, you know, our DPS and all those guys, and TCF, and, you know, doing good things, firefighters, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they get paid more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Governor, if you're listening.
Please.
Please. Cost of living out here is...
No joke.
Mm-hmm. No joke. It's going up, and we're not getting paid enough.
All right. And Tiare, great to meet you and see you again here and get you on the show with Abel.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, John, for having us, man.
93 K State. We'll be back after this.